There's all sorts of information that comes out of the census that you can't get from anywhere else. So things like, what's the average household size like in the Isle of Man? If you don't know how many people are living in each household, and that figure has been changing in recent censuses, if you don't know that figure, then even if you know the population, you wouldn't know how many houses are required to house those people, because you need to know how many people per house on average that's working out. You wouldn't know the populations of the local authorities in the Isle of Man. There'd be no update on that. You wouldn't have accurate information about the overall population. And I say that I know government runs an estimate of the population. Every quarter they estimate the figure, but they're using a constant there, applying it to the number of people registered with doctors. And that constant comes from the 2016 census. The further we get away from the last census, the less reliable it gets. And so it's now out of date. It needs replacing. We need a census to do it.
Okay, so coming on to that phrase, you spoke about reliability. Now, the Cabinet Office has described this current period we're going through, obviously in relation to coronavirus, as a transition period, that perhaps it wouldn't be the best time to conduct a census. Is that something you would disagree with?
It is, really. I understand what's being said there, and I understand that the results from this census in some ways might be a little bit unusual, because they're being affected by what's going on. But actually, we need to know what's going on. Are the younger population, people in their 20s and 30s in the Isle of Man, who at the time of the last census, it showed they were moving out in quite large numbers, what have they been doing this year under the virus? You know, we've got unemployment rising here, but it's rising in the UK too. Are people leaving to do that? We're hearing that there's a, in the other direction, unprecedented demand for movement to the Isle of Man has been suggested by the Department of Enterprise. So is that happening? So by the time we get to March or April next year, the date when the census would run, it would be really useful to have an indication of, has the virus shifted things in favour of population growth or against population growth? It's almost, because it's in transition, a crucial time to get the data. I think the other thing is, if you decide to move the census back from 2021 to 2022, you then don't get the results till 2023. The new government that comes in late in 2021 won't get new data until 2023. So the programme for government will have already been written using 2016 data and so on, that's out of date. At the moment, the census and the election mesh, you know, the census is 6 months before the election, and you get the results out very quickly after the new government is installed.
So it's significant in your eyes because it informs effectively a programme for a new administration, doesn't it?
Absolutely. If you want to have an evidence-based government, evidence-based decision-making, you need the evidence. You know, that's absolutely crucial. And I think once you've let slip and said, well, we won't have a 2021, we'll have it in 2022, when you get the results in 2023, your next census is due in 2026. So then do you start saying, oh, well, we can skip that one, you know, and it's a slippery slope, really. They're fixed at these fixed intervals. And there's a sense in which that gathering the data is bigger than government, in a sense. You know, it's what informs government. So it is absolutely the bedrock of the evidence that we would want for evidence-based decision-making.
And just a sort of final point in relation to the blog post on your website, on your population website, you referred to this potential delay as it being a false economy. What do you mean by that?
I mean that if you save a few tens of thousands of pounds by not running a census, but then you start making decisions where you're basing the decisions on out-of-date information, you may lose many more than tens of thousands of pounds. And the best example of that in recent years has been the area plan for the East, which still isn't finalised. But going back to the inquiry in 2015, that document, the inquiry that took place, the inspector was absolutely adamant that they would use the projections from 2011. It was already very, very clear that the growth that was happening and projected in 2011 was no longer happening. So they based the plan on a population of 93,000 by 2026. And by the time the plan was approved in Tynwald, the census had already been held, which would eventually, when the results came out, show the population had dropped, you know, to 83,000 odd, and was nowhere near the 93,000, was never going to reach 93,000. So we had a plan that was running its course, had to be corrected earlier this year to try and adjust it, but we had a plan running its course that was looking at providing housing for a population that was never going to happen because it was using out-of-date information. And that's an example of how, if you haven't got the evidence, you can't make good decisions.